Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children, and builds specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans, as well as work to eradicate veteran homelessness. David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He's never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team Buck, welcome to the Freedom Hunt Thursday, August 18th edition of the program. Coming to you from Salt Lake City, Utah, we have a judge declaring that the affidavit in the Trump Mar-a-Lago raid is going to be partially revealed, so we shall see if, in fact, that tells us what we need to know about this whole situation. We'll be discussing that here in a moment. We also have to look at the indictment of a Trump former CFO of the Trump Organization. It is outrageous that they are doing this. It is clear political targeting. It is obviously meant to send a message, but this is the circumstance in which we find ourselves. This is the reality, friends, the weaponization of law enforcement, it seems, at all levels, them doing everything that they can to try to find a means, a mechanism to destroy Trump and all those around him. But we'll get into that in just a moment. You ever thought about investing in real estate, but you just didn't know how to do it on your own? Well, I felt the same way until I met my friends at Done For You Real Estate. I'm now working with my brothers. We have set up an LLC, and we're buying house after house through Done For You Real Estate to build for our retirement and to build financial stability over the long term. DoneForYouBuck.com is where you go. If you thought, well, hold on, I have no idea. How do I invest in real estate? How do I get this going? All you need to do is go to DoneForYouBuck.com. They'll take you through every step of the process, picking the region, the house, they'll get it all set up for you, the loan, getting a management company in place, and making sure that you have those tenants there that are paying the mortgage and giving you some free cash flow every month. It's a great system. They know what they're doing. I've had tremendous success with them. Go to DoneForYouBuck.com. That's DoneForYouBuck.com to begin your real estate investment journey today. DoneForYouBuck.com. All right, so the unsealing of the affidavit, something that you're going to hear a lot about now, because a judge has said, and it's the judge that initially approved the raid, that some portion of this will have to be shown to the public, that the public does have some right to know. That's going to be very interesting. Here's my expectation for it. It's going to be redacted in part, which means you're not going to get to see everything. You're not going to get to see all aspects of what was the justification for this raid. But this is how they're going to say. They're going to make sure they leave out, or rather they leave out there for everyone to read, the parts that say, very serious national security information, very, very serious stuff. But you won't get to see what the stuff is. That will be blacked out. So the left will say, see, the warrant affidavit, which comes from the government that's trying to justify the raid, of course, the FBI, the DOJ, they're going to say, oh, no, this was really, really serious. But then the stuff that would let us know, well, what exactly are they? Are they looking for anything having to do with January 6th? Are they looking for only things that relate to the alleged mishandling of classified information, or is there something else involved here? They cited early on obstruction as a possible component of this. And here's the issue. Obstruction is going to be a tough thing to push as a Donald Trump crime when his lawyers are talking about how they can actually comply and going back and forth. So that's something to be aware of. That's something to be aware of, I think, as we see the unveiling of these going forward, or unveiling of part of it going forward. The charges are unlikely to be the level that would justify in the mind, certainly of Trump supporters, unlikely to be enough to justify the raid. So, and the left is going to say, see, oh, it's real. So we're not going to know here, folks. Even after this comes out, it'll probably take about a week. There'll be some kind of delay in the process, but we will not know immediately here what's in that affidavit. So this is important. Now, the redacted version of the Mar-a-Lago raid affidavit will come out sometime next week, it seems, most likely. What I find interesting is that the Trump CFO, Alan Weisselberg, he's 75 years old. They're sending him to prison for, 4 or 5 months here? They're sending him to Rikers Island. They're fining him $2 million, all right, because he had to plead guilty to tax fraud felonies. This is what I was talking about before, the weaponization of the DOJ and the Justice Department and all aspects of the law enforcement apparatus. This is something that you see in so many cases. I mean, they did the Mueller probe, which was all a sham. They've done the push to use the emoluments clause to destroy Donald Trump, right? Remember that? They have even tried to bring completely a ridiculous and non-fact-based allegations of other criminal activity against Trump many times over. Never goes anywhere. They never actually have the goods. Are we really to believe that this time they have figured it out? Are we really to believe that now, in this instance, this situation, they finally got Trump? Well, no. They got somebody who worked for him on tax issues. He could serve as little as 100 days in prison. So it's not a big prison sentence, but they got a felony charge. Understand, the Southern District of New York was already looking into this before, and they decided there was nothing. So now this is when a state-level prosecutor, in this case, Alvin Bragg in New York City, decided to push this and have a judge sentence this guy to prison because they just want to get somebody. They want to get somebody in the Trump organization to make it seem like it's all a big criminal enterprise. This is disgusting, folks. I mean, what they're doing here is awful. This guy's 75 years old. You know, it's not like he was paid $10 million and hid in offshore bank accounts, didn't pay a dollar of tax on it. He used a company car and didn't cite that as a benefit on his taxes. I think his grandchildren got into school somewhere or were, you know, had their tuitions paid, didn't cite that as a tax benefit. I mean, this is really low-level Mickey Mouse kind of stuff. But the point is, they get a felony conviction and nothing else matters to them. Nothing else is important to them. So, you know, it's appalling that this is what we're going through. This is what we're seeing, but this is the reality of it. I'll also say that there's a departure from CNN that we need to talk about. Departure from CNN. We'll get to that in just a moment. News broke late last week of a cyber attack on Twitter that happened actually last December. 5 million accounts part of the data breach. This happens all the time. Big companies that store all kinds of data from you, your phone number, your DOB maybe, your email, your home address, they get hacked, and then all that information is out there. And guess what? It's out there, and it's on the dark web. It gets sold, and then bad guys use it to take out loans or credit cards or all kinds of things against you using your identity. Happens all the time. It's actually a rapidly growing crime. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting all of our lives. Your personal information gets exposed so often, and most often, just like this, a data breach of a well-intended company, but no match for a determined cyber hacker. That's why you need LifeLock. LifeLock can help protect your identity. LifeLock detects and alerts you to potential identity threats you may not spot on your own, like crimes committed by thieves pretending to be you. If you do become a victim of identity theft, a dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. That could save you 40-plus hours of your own time working on something this frustrating. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but it's easy to help protect yourself with LifeLock. Identity theft protection starts here. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year with promo code BUCK. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to lifelock.com and use promo code BUCK for 25% off. Actually, the departure I was talking about was Brian Stelter. He's going to be leaving CNN. His show, Reliable Sources, has been canceled. It's really upsetting because it was really unreliable, but they called it reliable, and that's the joke. Unreliable sources for reliable sources. Ha ha. He's out at CNN. CNN was weaponized as a anti-Trump organ, and it was gross that they still pretended to be a news network. They clearly are not. And I think we all see that the collapse in their viewership is reflective of the fact that people started to see this for what it is. They started to understand the reality of what was really going on here. It's not a shock to see this happen. I think it's because I honestly believe that Jeff Zucker thought Brian Stelter looks like me. Therefore, he's super handsome and good on camera. So we should just give him a TV show. And the new guy's like, well, Brian Stelter doesn't look like me. So he has to go find somewhere else to have a TV show and get paid millions of dollars. So there's that. Oh, can we play producer Mike? Can we play Mike Pence talking about defund the FBI for a second, if you have that one handy? This is driving me nuts, folks. Now the libs are saying, oh, we don't support defunding police like the FBI, as if that's a fair assessment of what's going on here. Play the clip.
I also want to remind my fellow Republicans, we can hold the Attorney General accountable for the decision that he made without attacking rank and file law enforcement personnel at the FBI. The Republican Party is the party of law and order. Our party stands with the men and women who serve on the thin blue line at the federal and state and local level. And these attacks on the FBI must stop. Calls to defund the FBI are just as wrong as calls to defund the police.
Calls to defund the FBI are just as wrong as calls to defund the police. Look, the FBI needs to have a total house cleaning. There needs to be a lot of firings, a restructuring, and yes, there needs to be a look at the budget. What is the money being used for? I mean, how much FBI money, how much FBI manpower time do you think is being used to chase after white supremacist terrorists all over the country? I've never even met a white supremacist terrorist. This is a greatly exaggerated threat by the media because they're always trying to connect white supremacist terrorists or whatever, domestic terrorists who are white and right wing, with Trump voters, with Republicans. That's the game that they constantly play. Why is Mike Pence playing into, speaking of games, the hands of Democrats here, who are now going to muddy the waters and act like, see, you wanted to fund some police too. No, we don't. Local law enforcement, cops, we support cops. But the FBI being used as the Praetorian Guard of the Biden administration, that is completely unacceptable. And there needs to be more than just outrage about it. There needs to be action. And why allow the Democrats to act like they aren't the ones who oppose law enforcement? They like lawlessness as long as it is targeted at their political enemies or helps them politically. That is the Democrat view of law and order, or law and disorder, anarchy. That's what they want. Useful anarchy, like at our southern border. That's going to be it for today, team. I'll be back with more tomorrow. Thanks, as always, for checking out the quick rundown of the podcast. I will talk to you then. Shields high.
Who is there for heroes of the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who: the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more, made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.